This is the weekend we remember pilgrims celebrating their bounty of wild turkey and corn. At least that's the legend. Alaskan writer Doug Fine wanted to get back to a closer relationship with the land and learn how to hunt. But as Fine tells us in tonight's audio postcard, he felt a bit guilty when he finally shot his first grouse.
I've lived in Alaska long enough that I thought it was time I started shooting my own food, as much to avoid our high consumer prices as to eat healthy wild meat. I thought I'd start small. For 4 years, I've watched the grouse of Alaska trot by me on hikes, and I heard they were good eating, so I joined my friends Rosemary and Nate up in Fairbanks. What gauge is this?
It's a 20 gauge.
It was an outing that started with some shotgun safety tips and the wanton destruction of a yogurt container.
There we go.
Nice. I would call that pretty much a direct hit.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be the grouse.
If that was a grouse, it would be dead, I think.
Describing themselves as armed and liberal, Nate and Rosemary proceeded to take me on an 8-hour hike through an autumnal wooded paradise. We were in search of the suddenly elusive grouse, a carpet of golden cottonwood leaves spread before our feet. What I like best about Rosemary and Nate's life is that they gather their food right outside their back door.
You know, the hillside back up here is full of old mining tracks, and we're going to kind of stick to them today.
After we stalked around for 5 hours like shaggy Elmer Fudds, Rosemary observed that she never had problems spotting grouse when taking her daily unarmed hikes. Today, they were scarce. We saw plenty of bear scat and moose tracks along the mossy trail, but no grouse. It got to the point where Rosemary started picking wild cranberries, and we all started rationalizing about the true meaning of hunting.
Think about grouse hunting as it really is just kind of wandering around.
Wandering in the woods,
and
if you see a grouse, you shoot at it, and if you don't, you had a nice walk.
Yeah, good conversation,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, treats and snacks and stuff.
Right.
In fact, I learned from my cabin-dwelling friends that hunting isn't really about hunting. It's about the meal break. We took an hour rest back at the cabin, during which we ate venison my hosts had shot the previous week. And then, not long after setting out again, close to sunset, I had hesitated before I fired, but I hit my target. A grouse went flying backwards, and I felt terrible. It was such a beautiful bird, ruffled like a miniature turkey. It had just been minding its own business on the side of the path. I asked Rosemary if she too felt sorry after taking another animal's life.
I always feel bad, too. It's necessary. We eat. I'd rather eat this than something from a factory farm.
My guilt dissipated when it finally hit me that Rosemary was right. Everyone has to eat, and this was fresh, wild, healthy meat, far better than anything wrapped in cellophane in a supermarket. Never mind that it took me a full 8-hour workday to get about 6 ounces of meat. I cubed it and sautéed it, and it was one of the best meals of my life, although I'd never had to pull lead pellets out of my food before. Next year, I'm going for a moose. For NPR News, I'm Doug Fine.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.